For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Scoops with Danny Mac on a Thursday. The Cardinals headed to Cincinnati. The second half of the season will kick off tomorrow. It'll be the Reds and the Cardinals in a weekend series at the Great American Ballpark. And in just a moment, I'll visit with Tommy Thrall, the play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Reds. Brought to you by Ryan Kelly. If you have credit card debt in the U.S. is $933 billion. Get out of credit card debt. Do it with Ryan Kelly. Your home is now worth more than ever before. Cash out refi can pay down that credit card debt. Do that with Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com. And also brought to you by STLTaxLawyer.com. That's Mark Milton. Mark Milton can get you out of any kind of tax situation, personal, business, STLTaxLawyer.com. Athletes, taxes, state taxes, local taxes. He can handle it all. That is Mark Milton. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is always a good one and not based solely on advertisements. Think Mark Milton, STLTaxLawyer.com. Let's bring in Tommy Thrall, the play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Reds. And Tommy, we're on the eve of the second half of the season. Cardinals will be in the beautiful Queen City of Cincinnati beginning tomorrow night, and it's always good to hear your voice. How are things going?
Hey, great. Always great to chat with you, Dan. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. How would you look at the Reds' first half of the season? How would you surmise it?
Oh, man. Really kind of a roller coaster, and unfortunately started going down real fast out of the gate. It's funny because, you know, I thought coming out of spring training that the bullpen had a chance to be okay, and there were some other question marks, but there were some guys that came up, pitched well, had good arms, and I thought they'd do a really good job in their bullpen roles. And the bullpen has really been, I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's been a glaring weakness for this team this year. There have been some other aspects. I think the team has hit it really, really well, almost as expected. I think some of the young pitchers are kind of as you might expect as well. You can't put too much weight on a rotation when you have three guys that are rookies. Nick Lodolo, Graham Ashcraft, and of course everybody knows about Hunter Green. So those guys have had moments where they've been brilliant, but there have been plenty of growing pains in there as well. So it's been fun to watch those guys grow. But, you know, this season, since they got off to such a slow start, they've played around 500 since the 3-22 beginning. And I think that's closer to what may have been expected out of this team. I didn't imagine that they would go on a stretch like they had to open the season.
Yeah, that was had to be tough to call. I can imagine when you are dealing with a losing team, and it's one thing to lose, but it's tough to start out of the gate 3-22. How was David Bell able to get them out of that? And at times they played decent baseball.
You know, I think one of the greatest attributes that David has, and folks in St. Louis may know this, but he is just so steady every day. I mean, he keeps a steady demeanor. He always maintains confidence in his guys. He's big on communication, and instead of just making big drastic changes, as you see teams do from time to time when they go through a tough stretch, he just tried to stay the course, knowing that they would work out of it. And then eventually they did, and they played their way out of it. The other part of it too is there's only so much you can do when the injuries pile up the way they have. And that's been, I think, the biggest factor for this team this year is the injuries have just been really, really costly. I mean, they were out without Jonathan India for a long time. Of course, the reigning rookie of the year, and then Tyler Stevenson, who's kind of the rock behind the plate for this team. He missed significant time as well. Plus, they've had pitchers that have missed a lot of time. You have guys that are probably needing to do more than what they were expected to do. And that's that. That really hurt this team a lot early. So now you're finally starting to get guys back, and once they started to get guys back, the team started playing a lot closer to what I think everybody anticipated.
Well, we anticipate the Reds having a few chips to maybe deal at the trade deadline. What do you think these next couple of weeks will be like for the Reds in terms of approaching the trade deadline?
I think it's going to be busy. I think you're certainly going to hear a lot of rumors, and that's always the case this time of year. But I think they're also very, very stubborn, it might be the right word, in that they want to make sure that they get good returns on anybody that would be dealt at or near the deadline. So that it's going to be interesting, but I think there are going to be a lot of names that are going to pop up in trade talks. The obvious is Luis Castillo, and probably Tyler Mahle is going to be a guy talked about a lot too. But you have other pieces. I think there's a lot of interest in guys like Kyle Farmer, but I don't know that he's a guy that I would see getting dealt. Brandon Drury's had a great year. I would think that he could certainly bring some value to a team that's in contention. Tommy Pham's had a nice year as well. So there are a lot of guys that I think could draw some interest. It's going to be interesting to see who's dealt, if anybody, and what those trades look like. But I think anytime you're dealing with that, it's a little anxious, I guess is probably a good way to put it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How about Joey Votto? Has he made it clear? And, you know, he's 10-5. So does he want to stay in Cincinnati and finish out that contract? Or would he be willing to say, you know what, I'm willing to forego that, and it takes two to tango. Somebody's got to want him, or maybe you package him with a Castillo. If you want Castillo, you got to take Votto, whatever. But is he willing to do that, or does he want to finish his career as a Red?
You know, I without talking to him, it would be hard to say, but I can't imagine there's many spots that he would be willing to go. I just can't imagine anywhere. Maybe Toronto. I know he's really close to his hometown of Toronto. Was really special for him when the Reds played there earlier this year. But I also know that he has been very, very vocal about how much he wants to spend his entire career with one team, and how much that means to him. So I can't imagine that he would be willing to go anywhere, even Toronto for that matter. But if there were one place, that might be it. But I think he really wants to finish out the duration of his contract and his career with the Reds.
There's been some ups and downs with those three young rookies that you mentioned earlier. Ashcraft will go tomorrow. Tell us about this young man, because I've been intrigued watching him. I watch you guys on television, listen to you on radio. There's times that he seems to be outstanding, and then other times it looks like, you know what, he's a rookie. So tell us a little bit about this young man.
Yeah, it's funny because there were two starts back-to-back where he really struggled, and it was puzzling because he was relying so heavily on a slider, and that's not really him at his best. He throws two variations of his fastball. And I think when he's on his game, those two fastballs go in opposite directions. And that's really what he needs to be effective. And then you can work in the slider off of that. So when he, and a guy throws almost 100, I mean, he can bump triple digits. So when he is at his best, I think he's working off the fastball, maybe using the slider occasionally. He got away from that for a couple of starts. Now, there was one other outlier in there where he did have the fastball working, and he just did not pitch well. And that's going to happen. But we've seen him grind through starts where he wasn't necessarily at his best and against good teams. He did it against New York. I mean, we've really just seen him, as a rookie, not back down from any challenge against anybody. And that, I think, is the thing that stands out the most to me, because he's still learning how to pitch. And boy, once he gets all that figured out and everything comes together for him, I think he's got a chance to be really, really good. He just seems to have the right mindset to put it all together. And not that's to take nothing away from the other guys too, but as you talk about, you'll see him in this series. He's a guy that when you see his name in the rotation, it's his day to pitch. You really get excited about what he's got on that day.
The next time that you do your grocery shopping, make sure you do it at the hometown leader in groceries, and that is Schnucks. They have the Good For You program at Schnucks, designed to help you make healthier choices. And don't forget, make sure and download the Schnucks Rewards app to get savings and food and to customize your shopping experience. Do your grocery shopping at Schnucks. Hey, it's Dan McLaughlin, and I want to remind you about Rottler. It is pest season, and that means you need to go to the most trusted pest control company in the Midwest, and that is Rottler. Rottler.com. Lordo's Diamonds for engagement rings, wedding bands, watches, fashion jewelry. It's all at LordosDiamonds.com. It's more than a tagline. It's their everyday ambition. Lordo's Diamonds, your family's jeweler for life. See more at LordosDiamonds.com. And finally, Tommy Pham. Fans here in St. Louis know him quite well from being developed by the Cardinals, coming up with the Cardinals. Been an interesting year with Tommy, especially with fantasy football. But your thoughts on seeing Tommy Pham.
Yeah, I want to make sure you've got the fantasy football rules figured out before you get in the league. But no, I tell you what, I absolutely love watching him play. I am a huge fan of his. I like not just watching him play. I love talking about the game with him because he knows the game so well. He really sees it as well as anybody that you'll talk to around the game. And I think that's something, for one, that to me is something that I think is a little bit underrated in players. That there's just some guys that they just, you know, they go out and play and they're good at it because they're good at it. You can tell he's a guy that's had to work for everything that he's got in this game. He loves baseball. And then I think that kind of translates to how he plays as well on the field, because he's a good outfielder, but he is always, always giving 100% or more.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is never going to back down from anything. And the thing about it is, and I love this about him too, he expects it from everybody around him. And, you know, when you talk to him, he'll talk about coming up to the Cardinals organization, how important the little things are in that organization. You really see it too with the way he plays, that there are a lot of things that he learned growing up in the St. Louis organization, St. Louis system, and even being in the big leagues with the Cardinals, that he still keeps with him now. And they're great, great qualities. He has really been, I guess, a surprise. I didn't know a whole lot about him before, and I did not realize how much I would enjoy watching him play.
Hey, buddy, thanks for doing this. We'll catch up tomorrow at the Great American Ballpark. Looking forward to that, and let's have a fun second half.
All right, sounds good, Dan. Appreciate the time.
You bet. That's Tommy Thrall, the play-by-play voice of the Cincinnati Reds.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.